Just like the big voice guy told you, we're back on the big show, like I like to call it. Bill Davis, your host here on Community Connection. And by the way, quick reminder that all of our segments where we interview our guests, we post on our website. And that's because, you know, I know you're driving, you're busy. You don't have time to take down a telephone number, a Facebook page, or a website. If you go to our website, KGMI.com, top of the page, it says podcast. You scroll down, you'll see Community Connection. And that's where we have all of our interviews, like the one we're doing right now with my good friend Julie Gay, Executive Director, Blue Skies for Children. I am assuming you have been well and staying safe since the last time we spoke, huh?
Absolutely. We have been doing really well at Blue Skies. All of our staff has been in the office and helping out the community.
We when was the last time we spoke? Was it for your auction last fall, possibly? Has it been a while?
I think it was, yes.
Yeah. I wanted to give Julie a quick reminder that it was a few years ago that I think you guys were involved with an auction with the Bellingham Bells. A lot of people know that my wife, Lisa, and I host Bellingham Bells ballplayers from time to time, and she's still one of her most prized possessions. She still has one of your Blue Skies for Children shirt that she picked up at that auction.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago, wasn't it, seems like?
Yeah, it was. It was a great event.
Yeah. Well, let's first, give everybody a little background, your background with Blue Skies for Children and basically what your organization is all about.
Well, Blue Skies has been in the community serving our homeless, low-income, and foster folks since 2002, and we help them with their basic essentials. We help with enrichment activities. We loan musical instruments, and we help grant one-time little wishes for kids who just have a one-time thing they are asking for help with, such as a school sports fee, maybe a refurbished computer or graduation fees, something like that. We have a driver's education scholarship, and we still have four more of those to award this year for those who just can't afford the $400 it costs to go through that driver's ed class.
Yeah.
And we do administer a Swim to Live fund for swim lessons, swim team fees, and we have a brand new fund that's called the Evan J. Sobjak Memorial Fund. And that fund will be helping out our youth in need with an opportunity to learn how to snowboard in memory of Evan.
Oh, very nice. We're talking with Julie Gay, Executive Director, Blue Skies for Children. I have a couple of personal points on that. Number one, having been a competitive swimmer in high school and college, I'm so thrilled that you're making sure the little ones know how to swim, because I think, especially here in the Northwest, we're surrounded by water. That's very important. And secondly, you said something about loaning out musical instruments. Where do you get, what musical instruments do you guys do, and where do you get them?
Well, we have an inventory of about every musical instrument you can think of.
Huh.
Allows a child to participate in school band or orchestra without the cost of the rental fees. And a lot of kids go beyond a school band or orchestra and want to take private lessons. And we even have keyboards for kids taking piano through us.
Wow. That's so cool. The reason I asked that, it was, everybody knows I used to play in rock and roll bands. I'm a guitarist and a musician, but I was also a French horn player in junior high and high school, and we had to rent those instruments back then. I am so pleased there's an organization and a program where kids can get them without having to pay the rental prices. You have to have a lot of help when you do things like this. Our good friends at Dewey Griffin Subaru, for example, donate their time here on Community Connection for us to tell great stories about wonderful people doing just superb things in the community. And they they're one of your sponsors on, is there a raffle that's going on right now?
Yeah, it's going on right now. It's our spring raffle fundraiser, and Dewey Griffin Subaru is the title sponsor, and they have donated a couple prizes to our prize list, and they are a great supporter of Blue Skies throughout the year.
Do you have other sponsors besides them? I would assume you need a lot of help, don't you?
We do, and just a lot of the community has stepped up just to help us through sponsorship. Rahm Construction, Hempler's Meats, Mount Bakery Cafe, and they also own the Temple Bar, I understand. Pets Real Estate has been supporting this event, and Rice Insurance.
Very nice. So tell me how this raffle works. Where do people go to get involved? By the way, I want to remind you again, we're talking with Julie Gay, Executive Director of Blue Skies for Children. All, of course, this funding going to them and their great program. So, how do people get involved with the raffle?
Yeah, the raffle is one of our two fundraisers each year, and this is our second annual spring raffle. Just contact our office at 360-756-6710, and we'll get you set up. Raffle tickets are $25 each, and you can certainly purchase as many as you would like until they are gone. We have about four larger prizes we will draw for first. There's a double date night, and that includes dinner for four, a board game called That's What She Said, and a pre-function Temple Bar gift card, and some dessert as well. And we have a camping gear package, includes a tent and camping chairs and blankets and Templar treats. We've got family fun package, and then a food lovers package. And boy, we just have donations from The Fork, The Lodge Coffee, gift certificates to Redbox, and many other things that go into those packages. And that's just the four top packages we're drawing for. We then have another 40 prizes after that.
Wow.
Drawing.
Would people be able to see a list of those things? Would they maybe a Facebook page, or do they just get all the information by calling your office?
Our website, blueskiesforchildren.org, has the actual raffle fundraiser list of prizes. And then they can certainly call us and we'll email it out to them. And we have been posting on Facebook, certainly, the how to get our tickets.
Yeah.
So they can go either through a board member, or they can call directly.
When is the big drawing for the big prizes?
Yeah, we're going to do that on Cinco de Mayo. We're going to do that May 5th.
Yeah.
And we are first going to do the drawing, and then we'll go on Facebook Live and give the community the list of winners and what was won. And then we'll also show the listing of winners on our website. And if anybody misses either one of those, they can always call us, and we'll look it up and see if they've won.
Yeah, Facebook Live going high tech, huh?
For us, yes.
Yeah. Any other sponsors involved with this?
Yeah, we've got Highline Construction and JJ's Land and Livestock Northwest, the Filling Station, Dawson Construction, Joya Pilates and Fitness, and Northwest Propane.
Nice. Yeah, so you got a great list there. Julie Gay, Executive Director of Blue Skies for Children, with us on Community Connection. We got about a minute left to spend with you. So you've got the spring raffle going on now, but is the fall auction, is that going to be coming back?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be October 21st through the 23rd, and it will be online again this year. We have already started working on that a bit, and it will be just as awesome as it was last year. We had a good turnout, even though we were online for the first time, and we're going to hope it goes well again this year.
Can you do me a big favor, Julie? Come back as we get closer to the auction in the fall and remunerate all the wonderful things that people can help you guys with.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. We would love to do that.
Julie Gay, Executive Director, Blue Skies for Children. A raffle going on right now. And like I said, they can call your office to get more information. Give me that phone number again.
Okay, 360-756-6710.
Always a pleasure chatting with you. You stay safe, my dear, okay?
You as well. Thank you. And thank you to Dewey Griffin.